I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
The hunt is definitely up, and thus I have to plan a way out for myself and Charlie Austin. Inspector Ford is even now doing sentry go outside my flat, and I was only able to get in and collect a few valuables through the agency of a painter friend of Charlie Austin. Disguised in overalls with a generous amount of whitewash over our faces and hands, and carrying ladders and planks, we looked the real thing and commenced work on my flat. Then I left, ostensibly for some more paint, even exchanging a word or two with Ben Ford in the hallway. He didn't see through my disguise, fortunately, but from a casual remark he made, I knew that at last he was ready to pounce. That evening, I met Charlie Austin at the painter's yard, having already telephoned Barbara to meet us there.
So, it's all over, Rowley.
Definitely, Barbara.
What are you going to do?
Get out of the country as fast as I can.
But how? Your passport's useless and Charlie hasn't one.
And unfortunately, my dear, this is not the open season for channel swimmers. However, I've still got the little motor cruiser at Burnham. We may make the French coast in that.
But everybody in Burnham knows what boat belongs to who.
Of course, but there's nothing to prevent my taking her out, providing I do so before the hue and cry is up. And that means we must waste no time getting there.
I'll drive you down.
Ooh, no fear. The police know the number and style of my bus, and the road patrols and village cops will be warned.
I'll use my car.
Oh, more dangerous than ever. Should they examine cars making from the coast, you'd be associated with us. No. So far, you're in the clear. And the hole in the wall of your flat has now disappeared, so there's nothing really to connect you with the Grey Goose.
So, we've got to say goodbye, then.
Yes, my dear. Your father's on the point of release with a free pardon. You'll want no complications.
How can I say how grateful I am?
By saying nothing.
Oh, Rowley, how I wish...
Don't say it, my dear. It's better as it is. Don't let's think of those saddest words. You know, it might have been.
Shall I see you again?
Wherever I end up this chase, I'll drop you a line. Mind you, it may be from Dartmoor.
Don't joke about it, please.
Okay, we won't. You've been a grand little partner, and we've shared some mighty close scrapes. Now, this is one you can't share.
Mr. Hicks, the inspector. He's just got out of his car up the street and he's coming this way.
Good heavens!
Oh, thank goodness we are still in our working clothes.
But how are we going...
Yes, I think I know how. Come on, Barbara. Now, Charlie, we're going to tidy up this yard. Barbara, you hide behind these boards, quickly.
Right.
Now, Charlie, start sticking the ladders over on top. Come on, busy it is. We are doing a bit of overtime. Leave this to me.
Hello? Who's there?
Mr. Blewett there.
Who wants him?
Well, you might say the police.
Crikey, what's he been up to? All right, hang on, I'll open the gate.
You carry on, Charlie.
Now, what's all this about?
Is Mr. Tom Blewett in the yard?
No, he ain't. Gone home to his tea. He don't paint in the dark.
Naturally. Let's see, I've seen you before, haven't I?
That's right. You saw me on a job I was on this morning.
That's right, a flat in German Street.
You was waiting for a bloke to turn up, did he?
No, he did not.
And you're police, you say? What's he done?
That wouldn't interest you.
Oh, well, maybe not. Well, now, we're doing a bit of stacking up tonight, and I reckon I'll be locking up the yard soon. Can I do something for you?
Yes, you can tell me if Mr. Blewett's coming back.
Well, I don't think so. Generally doesn't at night. Makes up his books and things at home.
Where does he live?
Brixton, somewhere. Wait on, we ain't locked up the shed yet. Must have a billet or summit. Yes, here we are. Thomas Blewett, painter and decorator, 1 Martin Street, Brixton.
Thanks. Will you be on that job in the morning?
That's right. About crack of dawn, 6 o'clock, Ekema.
Well, if you should see the owner of the flat and I'm not there, tell him to wait for me. The name's Ford.
If you're the police, do you think you're white?
I can't tell with that gentleman. All right, thanks. I'll get straight over to Brixton and try to catch Mr. Blewett before he goes to bed.
Tom Blewett wouldn't like the sound of that there catch, hey?
No, I suppose not. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Ford. Come on, you. You don't have to sit there rolling cigarettes. Get a move on with them ladders.
All right, all right.
Stay where you are for a little while, Laura.
Oh, it's dreadfully dirty behind here. Do you think I could have a good sneeze?
Yes, sneeze now.
Not on that wall. Blimey, do I have to do everything?
Crikey. That was a bit of a fright. What the blazes was he doing around here?
Come on! I don't want to stay here all the blazing night.
All right, Barbara. Safe now, I think.
Oh, thank heaven. Oh, I was almost suffocated with dust. What on earth possessed the inspector to come here?
Ben leaves no stone unturned. A sudden onslaught of painters on the flat of R. Fletcher, just as the police decided to pounce, would make him wonder. He sees the name Blewett on the ladders and things.
And so decides to find out under what circumstances the order to decorate was given.
Exactly. So now he'll grill Mr. Blewett a little.
That won't worry Tom. I told him to say the order was given a month ago. And it ain't paid for yet.
Yes, I don't see how any harm can come to your friend.
He's flies a waggle out of monkeys. The cops will get no change out of him.
Well, we won't be able to stay here any longer. You must go, Barbara. Now.
Yes. Goodbye, Charlie.
Oh, blimey. Being kissed by a lady like you ain't half a treat. I'll make that one last a long time.
It will, unless you eat the lipstick off your mouth. Now, Barbara. Off you go. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Riley. Darling.
Off you go. We'll follow in 1 minute.
All right.
Oh, blimey. That girl was a little trimmer. Can't think why you didn't get spliced.
The saddest words. It might have been. Well, come on, Charles Austin. It's our turn. We are for the Queen's Highway. Hope our feet will bear us.
Mr. X, Tom's truck's in the yard. Why don't we use it?
My hat, yes. Do you think he'd mind?
Not a bit. We can get out of London and well on the road, then ring him up, say 10 miles out of town, and tell him where it's parked.
In that case, Charlie, start her up.
I spoke to Tom Blewett, Mr. X. Managed to get him on the phone. Told him where we'd parked his truck.
Did he say what happened when Inspector Ben called at his place?
Yes, he did. Nothing to it, really. He told the inspector he'd ordered decorating to be done a month ago. Didn't say he'd been paid in advance, like.
Well, that lets him out. Ben can't have anything on him. Now, if you've finished, I'd like to use that phone.
Rightio.
Section D. Who's that?
I wish to speak to Inspector Ford.
Inspector? Yeah, someone on your line. Put him through. Yeah?
Your old but irritating friend, Inspector.
Oh, I see. And who are you this morning? Roland Fletcher or the Grey Goose himself?
Oh, now look here, Ben. That remark is a bit offensive, you know. You're assuming a little too much, aren't you?
I'm assuming nothing. Adding up a few safes, a few feathers, plus a frequent series of burglarious entries, minus some bits of valuable jewellery, totals, to my mind, one Roland Fletcher.
Your arithmetic doesn't do you credit, Ben.
Why not?
Because any sum in mathematics must be capable of proof, and you have none.
I promise to confound you with proof galore when next we meet.
I trust that day's a long way off. At the same time, Ben, I do hope we shall meet again. Let's say at the end of the period covered by the statute of limitations. Well, until that day, Ben, au revoir. And now, as Romeo said to Juliet, parting is such sweet sorrow.
You'll never get out of the country.
You'll hear from me if I do. Cheers. Right, Charlie, we hitchhike to Burnham on Crouch and the good ship Silver Bell. Fortunately, I keep her filled up.
We'll have to keep pretty fly when we get to pick us up.
That's just it. We wait for parked lorries and stow ourselves in the back. After dark, of course. Then for the boat and a lonely bit of the French coast. After that?
Yeah, what?
Bribe our way aboard a ship bound for Rio or other ports in the South Americas. Come on, comrade. Advance. March.
March? Do you know what I think?
No, oh, what do you think?
I reckon we could afford to do the goose step, eh?
This is where I, Inspector Ford, must conclude the story of the Grey Goose. Well, as far as possible, that is. There's no doubt that he outwitted me, and of course the rest of the Scotland Yard personnel. I, of course, successfully penetrated his identity as Roland Fletcher, but, as he himself said, I could not produce definite proof. That is, proof to satisfy a judge and jury. At any rate, we managed to track him to the Essex coast. Thence to France, where we found the wreck of Fletcher's motor cruiser, the Silver Bell, on a beach, just off Cape Finisterre. We thus assumed that he and his confederate, Charlie Austin, had perished. But it was a calm sea that week, and I'm not entirely persuaded that that is the last we shall ever hear of that elusive Grey Goose.
In The Grey Goose, the leading roles were played by the following artists. Roland Fletcher, The Grey Goose, James Mills. Barbara Faversham, Irene Harper. Charlie Austin, Roger Clemson. Inspector Ebenezer Ford, Reginald Goldsworthy. Narrator, Brian Wright. The Grey Goose was written and produced by E. Mason Woods.